Hello, listeners, and welcome back to another episode of the Terrorism at a Glance podcast, where the New Jersey Office of Homeland Security and Preparedness brings you terrorism-related news from around the globe, including right here at home, in around 5 minutes or less. These are the headlines that caught our attention for the week of May 15th, 2023. Police arrest a man for leaving two bombs at a North Carolina church. Authorities charge a Virginia man for transferring $200,000 in cryptocurrency to support ISIS. France calls on the EU to label Wagner a terrorist group. The UK is set to take action. And Project Terminus stops transnational terrorists before they reach U.S. borders. Let's break down these stories. On May 7th, a man allegedly left two explosive devices inside a Hickory, North Carolina church, where the pastor had previously discouraged him from attending due to suspicions that he may be a security risk. 4 months earlier, the pastor banned the suspect, Joshua Wayne Hawley, 37, of Connolly Springs, from the property after he attended services dressed as a military police officer while wearing a body camera and openly carrying guns and knives. Despite the ban, Hawley arrived at the Marketplace Church, and at the close of the service, the suspect handed one device to a church member and another device to security staff, who notified police of the suspicious items. However, Hawley had left prior to the arrival of law enforcement, who were able to dismantle and defuse both devices. Authorities arrested the suspect on May 8th at his home, where they found additional bombs and a significant number of bomb-making devices and equipment. According to court documents, Hawley targeted the church, treasurer, and pastor, both of whom he had known for 15 years. Officials charged Hawley with possession of weapons of mass destruction and communicating threats of mass violence at a house of worship. Authorities arrested a Northern Virginia man in early May for providing support to a terrorist group, according to media outlets. Mohammed Chipa, 33, of Springfield, Virginia, allegedly transferred nearly $200,000 in cryptocurrency, with some of the money traced back to ISIS to help smuggle female ISIS members from detention camps. Prosecutors said Chipa used virtual currency to transfer more than $188,000 to known and unknown accounts between November of 2019 and July of 2022. While some of the funds remain unaccounted for, the FBI said Chipa sent $18,000 to accounts ISIS women in Syria had access to, while $61,000 went to Turkey. Officials noted that money intended to arrive in Syria is often routed through Turkey. An FBI affidavit says Chipa met with an FBI undercover source, accepted cash from the individual, transferred the money to Bitcoin, and then sent the funds directly to a known ISIS member. Chipa considers himself married to an American from Kansas who is serving a 20-year prison sentence for establishing an all-female ISIS battalion. The United Kingdom is reportedly preparing to classify the Russian mercenary group Wagner as a terrorist organization to increase pressure on Russia, while the French Parliament called on the European Union to do the same. France's parliament unanimously passed a non-binding resolution, encouraging the EU's 27 members to include Wagner on its official terrorist organization list. A French legislator said Wagner members massacre and pillage, quote, with almost total impunity, and, quote, follow a broad strategy of supporting the aggressive policies of President Putin's regime towards our democracies, end quote. The designation would allow the EU to freeze assets of the Wagner Group and its members, with European companies and citizens barred from dealing with the group. The EU and the UK have repeatedly sanctioned Wagner and its leader, Yevgeny Prigozhin. Interpol Washington's Project Terminus is paying high dividends as the agency and its international partners are seeing successful results in identifying terrorists and criminals attempting to travel using lost or stolen travel documents. A partnership between Interpol Washington and the U.S. State Department's Bureau of Counterterrorism, Project Terminus provides expert technical assistance to select countries wanting to integrate Interpol's stolen and lost travel document database containing records on more than 96 million travel documents into their border security systems to better share information that can lead to the interception of transnational criminals and terrorists as they attempt to travel. Interpol Washington is a law enforcement component of the Justice Department. Partner nations receiving help through Project Terminus include Nigeria, Indonesia, Malaysia, Panama, Kyrgyzstan, and the Maldives. According to Interpol Washington Deputy Director Mark Zimmerman, an incident occurring in another country, quote, directly affects U.S. border security because we are catching organized crime figures, child pornographers, foreign terrorist fighters in these overseas encounters. They will not be at the southern and northern borders of the United States, and they will not be at any other interior port of entry. So that work that we're doing overseas directly affects our border security here, end quote. The Terrorism at a Glance product is a weekly summary of current events highlighting terrorism incidents and trends. The content is aggregated from open source information and considered a snapshot in time of reporting from news agencies, government press releases, research studies, and other sources. It is intended for informational purposes only and does not reflect the opinion of NJOHSP or the state of New Jersey. For more information on our sources, the headlines catching our analysts' attention, or for general information, check out our podcast page at njohsp.gov. Thank you all for listening, and we hope you'll join us again next week. As always, please remember, if you see something, say something, either to local police or to NJOHSP at 866-4-SAFE-NJ or tips at njohsp.gov.